Story time. The time during the week where we talk about what happened during our campaign. Our favorite moments, what we learned about ourselves, and what we learned about each other. Please join us now as we enjoy story time.
All right, so for this week for story time, Chris, we got to play in your campaign on the Salarian Islands. What's the island we are currently on right now?
You are on the island of Moyle.
Moyle. So we're on the island of Moyle, and basically where we left off last time was we had just gotten back from seeing Astrovest. We had acquired some information in this swampland from this woman that there is a cult of the volcano that is trying to bring back this thing. We're not really sure what it is, but I mean, we're leaning towards like some kind of evil demonic thing here.
Yeah,
called Alzog. Yep. And so now we are coming back to Harlan Planer, the guy who sent us off in the first place. And so our group meets up. Maglath gets to see his buddy Solas, and we like embrace, and the Camilo brothers come back together. And everybody's back together, and we go to see Harlan Planer. We tell him about all of this craziness, that there's this cult of the volcano, and I think Harlan's pretty much like, well, you should probably go and figure that out and go and check that out and see what we can do about this. And so we reached a bit of a snag here that we realized that all of our players, and speaking of, we have Brother Casey with us today.
That's me.
And so, Casey, we reached this point where we realized all of our players are kind of in this for the money. That's kind of why they're adventuring. That's kind of what they're doing. And so we were like, well, we're not going to go do this out of the goodness of our hearts.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with company, XDX. We feel
you guys
we
have your company.
For everything, so.
Yep. Me and Solas have we are bounty hunters, and we're not doing anything out of the goodness out of our hearts.
And Howie's just kind of there. He's just kind of doing his thing and like, yeah, whatever you guys do, I'll do.
Needless to say, none of us are lawful good. Yeah, we finally decided to go visit Admiral Notley and finally get paid for getting information about what could have happened to the Amber Dictator. So we finally go there, and then we have a long discussion about getting Solas and Bors into the company. Bors, not so much understanding, but we try to divide the money up equally, I guess, according to the company.
Yeah, according to the company policies is how you guys tried to divvy it up, and I think Solas had a little bit of an issue with that originally. But
yes.
You guys,
well, he definitely did.
Yeah. Yeah.
As he should, because yeah. The company policy sucks.
Yep. And so you guys eventually moved past the whole squabbling about money and figuring it out. And you guys decided that, you know what, there's more that you guys need to do. You guys have a way to make money within the Salarian Islands since you've been here, because you two, Solas and Maglath, are bounty hunters. You had gone and found these wanted posters in the past. And so you guys decided, hey, let's look through these, see which ones are still valid. And because we're not going to make any money finding the volcano or the cult of the volcano, we're going to go
Side
and make
quest.
Some money doing something else. So
forget what Chris wanted us to do.
Forget the end of the world. No big deal.
Not our problem.
Yeah, right. Right. And so you guys decided to go after someone called Morgrith Darkeye. And he was a half-orc who was known for being a bandit in the north, a little ways north of where you guys are, who essentially they would lay in wait, and when a group of merchants would come by, they would jump them, steal their money, kill them, or send them back to, you know, help garner their reputation within the city. And so you guys decided to set out, but you didn't set out just walking up that road with nothing. Explain what you guys did a little bit.
Our tiefling friend Zyvir had a pretty brilliant plan. He went and basically rented a jail carriage, like a prison carriage, and we basically fancied it up to look like just a regular carriage, that had like, we put a bunch of money bags in it and they all had copper in it, so it looked like more. Which is partially because,
yeah, how did we stumble upon all this, these copper pieces?
Well, if you'd like to explain. Maglath, which your character knows as Bors because that's what he goes by. And don't you forget about it when we start playing it again. He thinks that when you go to a bank and you ask for gold to be, he says, turn it into copper. And he thinks it's the most brilliant scheme in the world because you get more money that way. So Maglath has just a bank vault full of copper coins at this point, like thousands of copper coins. So
much to the poor lady at the window. Yeah.
Yeah. So she
runs in the back and hides when you walk in now.
Yeah. So Solas was able to convince Maglath to put these bags of coins, and he was like, we better still have my coins at the end of this. He didn't say it that intelligently, but, and so we set off on this trail and kind of were trying to be bait for these bandits. And we came to a stop one night in the woods and it absolutely worked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, before that, Caleb had a night, and I'll just explain this a little bit, 'cause you guys weren't in his head. You know, Mitch, you've had a dream in the middle of the night before. Yep. Casey, have you had a dream yet? I don't think you have.
I have not yet, no.
You have not yet. So you haven't gotten to experience what happens in these dreams. So forget all about this when we get back to playing. But what ended up happening with Caleb's character is when he went to sleep the first night when you guys were out on the road, he had a dream about how he was in this massive battle. He saw people all around him who were dressed like him fighting these strange creatures. Some looked like very weird birds. Some looked like fleshy creatures that were stitched together. Some of them looked like they were on fire. And in front of him, he saw this big red ape with like blue skin underneath his red fur. He looks down at his arm. And Mitch, you've had the same type of thing where he looks at the arm and he sees this howling wolf on his right forearm. He is standing there in front of this big ape, and essentially they do battle. They get one round to hit each other, and they both hit each other, do a little bit of damage. In the background is this volcano that's erupting as well, and then it kind of fades out. He goes and has a regular night's rest and wakes up the next morning, and I basically said to him, I was like, you feel like you've had this dream before. It doesn't feel out of the ordinary. It's something that's happened before. You wouldn't feel like this is anything that would be something you would need to report to your group, like, whoa, this is really weird. I had a strange dream last night about this volcano and stuff. And so he had that the first night when you guys were out on the road. And then you came to the second night where the orcs took the bait. You guys were sitting there. First watch went by. Second watch happened. And out of the darkness comes these orcs. And battle ensues.
So the battle ensues, and Maglath runs in with his maul because he's super excited to crush opponents. And Zyvir, our tiefling warlock friend, put a ton of these guys to sleep. And that was kind of his job during the battle. Not that anybody told him to do it, but it was a good strategic move. So he started putting all of these guys to sleep. Like, that's pretty much, it's your turn, what do you do? Put more guys to sleep. And so people are dropping because they're falling asleep, or Maglath is crushing them with his maul, and the rest of you guys are running around and taking little hits at other guys. And I believe we started to like put manacles on the guys, and basically we totally creamed these guys. They came in thinking they were going to have the upper hand. They didn't. We took them all down, and we put them into our little jail carriage.
And I think this is the point. That we had disguised as a merchant wagon. That's right.
Yeah. That we had disguised as a merchant wagon. I think this is the point that we all were about to start heading off. And then one of us was like, wait, what about if there's a camp around here? We don't know if there's more of these guys.
Yep. Solas was like, hey, we can go and look for more. Like, they came out of the woods.
And there could be more gold. Yeah.
But you guys, so you guys decided, hey, as a group, we'll have a couple people stay behind so they don't figure a way to break out of this wagon, because there's like 6 or 7 of them in there at that time. So they might be able to devise a way to get out. So you left a couple people behind, you traveled into the woods, you rolled really well on your survival checks, and so you moved through the forest and saw a flickering.
Well, Hound was helping too.
Yeah, Hound was helping awesome. As well. Yep. So you guys moved into the forest and you eventually saw a flickering of light. And I believe Maglath was just like gung-ho, charge in there, let's get these guys type thing. But you guys decided to talk it out.
And the other guys
are
like, wait.
Yep, you guys decided to talk slowly. It out. And I think we were all kind of worried that Maglath would be the one that wouldn't roll
to botch
well
a stealth roll
on stealthing into the camp. And he rolled really well.
And I did great.
Unfortunately, our tiefling warlock walked into a barrel of javelins and knocked him over, caused a whole bunch of clamoring. And these orcs, the orcs were sleeping around the fire. All three of them, they were completely out. So you could have just walked up and finished them. And that would have been the end of the story. But unfortunately, they woke up. You had a little bit of a battle. You discovered some armor and weapons and different gems and rings and jewelry and things like that. You snatched those up, took them with you. And how did Maglath get those three people out of that camp?
Oh, well, I was going to say, like, moving targets is better for Maglath anyway. So he was like, all right, they're awake now. But yeah, so we knocked them all out. Solas has done a pretty good job to tell me, like, if you don't kill them in your first hit, then you could leave them alive. Like, it's not really that important to Maglath. But so we took off all their armor and we took rope and we tied them all together while they were unconscious, like in a line. And I just dragged them out of there with their like heads hitting stumps along the way in the ground. And they're just getting all scraped up. And we got back to the camp, our camp, and we shoved them in with the rest of the guys.
So there's nine of these guys in this jailer's wagon. It is a completely full jailer's wagon of these people. And there was no real, I mean, it didn't say on the bounty whether they had to be dead or alive. You guys just decided to take them alive and bring them back to the city. And you got back. Yeah, it was not Maglath's decision, that's for sure. He sees somebody and is like, smash, get him.
Well, he doesn't make too many decisions, so.
Right. And so you guys got back to the city. You brought them to the barracks where you could collect bounty for them. They were taken off, put in jail cells. They'll have a trial, which they'll probably lose. And whatever will happen to them will happen to them. And so you guys got your money for that, which was great because you guys made some money from the gems. You didn't even determine that you were going to try and figure out whose they were, because at this point it's like, we have no idea whose things these are. Like, we can't figure that out. So you sold all
of
that.
And as we talked about previously, none of us are the paladin type. So
no one cares.
unless somebody comes after us for them, we're like, they're ours now.
Yep, they're ours. We're gonna take these and do with them what we would want. And what we want is to sell them and have gold. And so you guys did that. You sold all of your stuff. And then you guys split up. We're doing a few different things around the city. And then something happened that might potentially draw you back into the original, hey, we should go and investigate what's going on at the volcano. And so what happened around the center of the city?
I think at this point, Hanta, he was still at the inn. And out of nowhere, he hears these explosions around town. And he has no idea what's going on. So his initial reaction is just to run out there and see what's going on. And eventually we meet up with, I think it was Maglath and Solas. And they're sitting there and there's like these women that are carrying like these red, like round circular things.
Yeah, both men and women. Yeah,
and
dressed
they're
up. Yep.
Tossing them into buildings and they explode pretty much like a bomb. And
so you guys run around the corner. You see these people painted in full brown paint all over their body. They have these weird masks that are painted with different yellow and reddish designs. There's two of them are swinging these red balls on the end of string that they're throwing through windows into buildings, and they're exploding. And you also see a couple of other little minion looking people doing their thing, hurting people, chasing people out. You see guards starting to come and fight more of them as they're starting to pour out of the alleyway. And you guys get into a battle with these masked crazy people that are just blowing up random buildings. And so, Mitch, I know something happened to you that made you go a little bit berserk in this battle.
Yeah, so Maglath is, I mean, he runs into this battle and he jumps in, not because he's like, oh, for good, we have to save these people, but he's like, battle? All right, let's do this. And Solas is doing it as well, so he's going to follow Solas. But then at one point, one of these hoodlums who's running around threw one of their fire bombs and it hit Hound. And as a barbarian, that's the point I say, I rage and I just started swinging my maul without mercy.
Well, and I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, it was 1 point from being an automatic kill on Hound as well, from what I rolled. It was like all the way down and almost doubled all the way back up to having killed Hound just flat out. And so I don't remember if I said that to you, but you went crazy as Maglath at that point in time.
You're right. And I'll say this. Hound survived the battle. But part of me as a player was like, if Hound does die, that would be motivation.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't.
That would be motivation.
And now
Maglath
is going to be doing everything he can to protect Hound.
Yeah, I think maybe you need to buy Hound some armor or something, keep him safe.
Yeah, and so you guys ended up defeating these hoodlums that are running around the town, and you guys start searching through their possessions that they have on them, and you find like a couple of those exploding balls on the end of the chain or on the end of the rope that they were using. You also find within them, you find little vials that seem to have this greenish gas within it. And back when you guys were talking to Harlan Planer earlier, you were talking about going to Mount Valo, and he said, oh, there's nothing there but these addicts who find themselves loving to get, you know, euphoria and hallucinate off of this green gas that comes out of these weird vents in the ground around the volcano. And so you guys kind of start to make this connection a little bit between that gas and between these hoodlums that you see running around with these little vials that have that green gas within them. And so that was where we left off for that night. We ended up figuring out a little bit more potentially about the cult of the volcano. You guys made a little bit more money being bounty hunters and private investigators, so that's always good. Hound is still alive, so that's always good. and that was our week for being in the Solarian Islands. And so we hope you come back for our next story time on the Solarian Islands to figure out what is going to happen because these hoodlums have been running around the town. And so have a great week. We'll see you then.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's story time. We hope you've enjoyed these moments from our campaigns, stories about our characters and what they have done within our worlds. We hope that you have enjoyed your time here, and we hope that you come back again next week for another edition of Storytime.